Tony Romo. How are you?
Oh, here we go, Jim. It's a winter weather advisory. Is it going to snow, Jim? I don't know, Jim.
It might.
I mean, I make $17 million a year to yell at Jim Nance. Same yeah. job description as Jim's ex-wife. Same money, too. Ooh, here we go, Jim.
Well, you know, people bring up your salary a lot, and they always say that it seems like Tony would be more prepared making $17 million a year. What do you say to those critics?
Whoa, bring in the heat, Jim. You know what's better than knowledge of the players and teams I'm covering? Pure enthusiasm, Jim. Pure enthusiasm. Here we go.
Okay. The game's yeah. over, Tony.
Yeah, we do notice that. You can't help but notice your enthusiasm and excitement during a broadcast.
Look, football is exciting for football players. And as a football announcer that yeah. used to be a football player, you got to get used to that. I got to tell you, football is exciting to talk about. Football games!
This is Tony Romo with us here on The Ticket. You know, your first year, you got praise for predicting plays. You did that all the time, but you don't do that much anymore.
Look, I called the Bengals outcome, right? Well, ahead of time, right?
Right.
So I told Jim, I said, if Cincinnati didn't win this game, they're not going to be in the Super Bowl. Jim, and lo and behold, what happened? They did. They didn't win the game. They're not going to the Super Bowl. Boom, Jim. Romostradamus.
Yeah, you do those fragmented sentences. Okay, what about this? What about the, as a quarterback, I'm sure you appreciated what Patrick Mahomes did at the end with that scramble.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes went to Texas Tech. All right. So, and he scrambled here, and he's like one leg, and then the Bengals are like, is he going to run? Is he not? I don't know. But back at Texas Tech, I mean, look at him here. He gets shoved out of bounds, and he's like, why are they shoving me? And he's like, back at Texas Tech. I mean, and there he was, and there he did. And look, I did. I remember making tea time today. I don't know, Jim.
You said, did he make a tea time?
Yeah. Well, we had big local news with your old team, Kellen Moore, relieved of his duties as offensive coordinator. You were very high on him recently, saying he'd be a head coach, but now
yeah,
he's
Kellen
not
Moore
even.
Kellen Moore is like out as the Cowboys offensive coordinator, right?
Yeah.
So right. look for the Cowboys to make a change in that position. Should we go with it? Mike McCarthy is going to be, look. Hey, Mike McCarthy is the coach of the, and when Kellen Moore is no, he's going to call, he's, what do you think, Jim?
Hey, one more thing about the Mahomes scramble that I didn't get to. You do try to protect the player. They threw the flag. That's the key, right? We're trying to keep players safe.
The football is a violent game called football, okay? Mm-hmm. And when that three player for the Bills, what's his name? Don't tell me. What is it? You know, the guy that lies on the field with the injury.
Damar Hamlin?
Yeah, Dracar Hamilton. Yeah, when that player got a chest cramp, the whole world held its breath, right? They were
right.
Like, but when you see him, it's like good seeing him releasing these videos this weekend. You know, so it's like, go number three player, Jim. I'm making hand hearts for Dracar, Jim.
Three player.
I gotta go, Jim. I gotta get back to the Unstable Imitations Laboratory, Jim.
Okay,
that was good. Good to talk to you. Hope we can talk again. There he goes, Tony Romo.